Another Realm Media, exploring the unknown, where mystery meets reality.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you fascinated by the unexplained? Do you love delving into the mysteries of the paranormal, or how we respond to media that pushes us to the limit of our understanding? Do you love to dive headfirst into the exploration of the human psyche with meditations or channeled messages from beyond? Join our podcast network, Another Realm Media, and explore the unknown with us. From ghosts to aliens, cryptids to conspiracy theories, horror to sci-fi, we've got it all. Don't miss out on the excitement. Join us today and unlock the secrets of the universe. Email us at contact@anotherrealmmedia.com. Introducing the podcast that delves deep into the mysteries of the unexplained, The Convergence Enigma with Josh and Stefan. Join us as we explore the bizarre and unexplainable events that leave people questioning what they've seen and experienced. From alien abductions to paranormal encounters, our show uncovers the stories behind the strange phenomena that has affected individuals across the world. But we don't just stop at the surface level. We dive into how these experiences affect those who have encountered them, their beliefs, and their overall perception of reality. With captivating interviews, expert insights, and thought-provoking discussions, The Convergence Enigma is the perfect podcast for anyone fascinated by the unknown. Subscribe now and be prepared to have your mind blown.
Hey everybody, this is Stefan from The Convergence Enigma with Josh and Stefan. We are excited to let you know we will be back in May with all new episodes for season 5. We've got a brand new format. Things are going to be happening with Josh and myself. We're even going to be doing live YouTube shows first before we drop the podcast version. So you can look for that coming May 11th at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on YouTube. You can look for our first live show with our good friend Shane Hurd. So you're not going to want to miss that. But in the meantime, folks, we wanted to let you know, if you haven't noticed, we've rebranded the Fearscape Media Network as now Another Realm Media Network. And we've got some new shows coming out. In fact, one of them you may have already listened to comes from our good friend and co-host of Astral Stew, Santosh David, his show Psychic Sleep Hour with Santosh. We wanted to introduce one of his episodes to you here. So we hope that you enjoy this. Not only are you getting his messages from the in-between, but you're also going to get one of his full hours of the psychic sleep, yoga nidra. And we hope you enjoy this as much as we do. We love you guys, and we'll see you in May.
All right. Welcome back. I've just got to say thank you. At the very, very, very beginning, thank you. I had one of those moments where it was like, oh, do I feel up to it after an exhausted weekend? And I was like, heck, two favorite people are going to be there. Couldn't be any easier. Couldn't be any more open and loving to this big going all to crap, which it is not going to, I can assure us all. But thank you for being the energetic space that I could rely on today. That steadiness, that fact that I get to do this thing I love, and you are an integral part of it. And anyone listening in the future, you're an integral part of it as well. This message from In Between this week, or the message from In Between this week, art-wise, is Lance L. Otter opening up a fire hydrant. And instead of spraying into the street, which there's a little play that I wanted to have behind there, right? Like when the block had a hydrant party. Everybody enjoyed. So that fun, but it's blasting a brain that you see from behind and at three quarters. And so it's, if the brain had a face, it's getting completely splashed with these waters, these well-intended waters. And it just felt very fitting as it came out of my mind, because the message from In Between this week title is Hydration 2, The Reckoning. So it's going to be me extolling the virtues of hydration, but not exactly as it was before, which was including, before it was talk about drink a glass of water about it, that thing. But this week, flush the bullshit out. Flush that BS out. Remove buildup. Take a water break gratitude session. A good place to start is gratitude for clean water, if you've got it. Don't forget that many don't. Then expand that into all the ways that water helps us. Water washes. Water is part of our construction and makeup. We use it to drink and cook. Then expand this gratitude practice a little further into the subtler lessons that water offers us. Water shows us how to be both fast and slow, both hard and soft, guided by and adapting to its circumstances. Subtler still, water is a metaphor for introspection, receptivity, and emotions. Can you be accepting of the tides of your emotions? Can you find gratitude for them? Subtler still, water is political and precious to people in certain places. It is power. What's your relationship with water like? Hot take? Water is lava. Look it up. This week's three card draw is the Three of Pentacles, number three, the Empress reversed, and Five of Wands reversed. There is power in friends and combining efforts. Cycles are off just a bit. Stay steady and let it pass. Getting lost can be a grand adventure. This episode of Psychic Sleep Yoga Nidra touches on themes of H2O, aqua vitae, and spiritual hydration. And a little goodbye to those listening in the future. Feel good, feel well, be happy. And as for the rest of that, let all the effort go. The effort of holding yourself together. Hopefully you've already started relaxing. If not, I encourage you to start relaxing now. Whatever that means, in whatever way you're willing to accept it. So at whatever level, even if it's just a fraction of a percent relaxation. If that's all that you can willingly give to yourself, that's fine. In this case, some is better than none. And now, let's take a moment to get everything inside of the vehicle, as it were. There are distractions all around, inside and out. And as much as we wish they would go away or stop for the time that we're here together, that's not how the world works. It's constantly vibrating, making music, making noise. So what we can do is change our reaction little bit by little bit. And a good way to do that is by reframing distractions as reminders, as encouragement to go deeper, to tune back into the breath, back into the body, back into the practice. So if a distraction happens internally or externally, barring it affecting your immediate safety, it can be just as easily let go of and forgotten. So let the sounds around you ebb and flow, rise and fall, as you guide yourself into a more comfortable and relaxed body and a more comfortable and focused mind. And since it's coming up on Psychic Sleep birthday celebrations, I thought I would take a moment inside of the Nidra to acknowledge that there are 333 people following Santosh David 333 the Facebook page. It's pretty cool. I couldn't have done it without you. But in that way, I would like to share this sense of celebration with you. So even if you don't have something immediately on hand to think about, like a good positive memory to sort of bathe in, please, I offer you some of this fresh and exciting momentum energies. Don't worry, you can't take them all. Because as with other things we do in this, it's hooked up to source energy, and that's infinite. So whatever amount of energy you need to draw into yourself to feel present and celebratory, I would love to share that with you. Maybe we'll set a cupcake with a candle inside it to the side, as we shift our focus to our sankalpas, and thus the connection of birthdays. What's a birthday without a birthday wish? So whatever we are titling this, the 333 celebration, it's the perfect time to make a wish, to make a sankalpa. And hopefully your sankalpa carries that element of hope, the way that you want to be, the way that you would like to feel, the you you really want to be. So take a moment and say your sankalpa to yourself now, three times in your head. and set it aside. We'll come back for it later. Next is everybody's favorite, the body rotation. And as we take our mind through the various body parts as they're called, take a bit of a celebratory joy through the body rotation with you. And if that seems a little too complex, just saying the word joy after you hear the body part called. And in doing so, our intent is to prime the body to resonate with joy and thus seek out more joy, bring more joyous opportunities to us. Joy, 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 joy. All right. Moving our celebratory joy and however we feel like visualizing that tonight, today, whenever. Let's take our awareness to the right hand thumb. Joy. Right first finger. Joy. Right middle finger. Joy. Right ring finger. Joy. Right little finger. Joy. Palm of hand. Joy. Back of hand. Joy. Wrist. Joy. Forearm. Joy. Elbow. Joy. Upper arm, joy. Shoulder, joy. Armpit, joy. Right side of chest, joy. Right side of waist, joy. Right hip, joy. Right thigh, joy. Right knee, joy. Shin. Joy. Ankle. Joy. Heel. Joy. Sole of foot. Joy. Top of foot. Joy. Right big toe. Joy. Right second toe. Joy. Right third toe. Joy. Right fourth toe. Joy. Right fifth toe. Joy. Looking back at that flow of joyous intention, again, if only augmenting it a fraction of a percent for you, that is great, or as much as you would allow this visualization to communicate to your body to resonate in joyous vibration, in the frequency of joy, thus making it easier to find and accept into your life. Rather than sleeping, feel free to use my voice as a guide. As we move our awareness and our celebratory, joyful intent to the left-hand thumb. Joy. Left first finger. Joy. Left middle finger. Joy. Left ring finger. Joy. Left little finger. Joy. Palm of hand. Joy. Back of hand. Joy. wrist, joy, forearm, joy, elbow, joy, upper arm, joy, shoulder, joy, armpit, joy, left side of chest, joy, left side of waist, joy, left side of hip, joy, left thigh, joy, left knee, joy, shin, joy, ankle, joy, heel, joy, sole of foot, joy, top of foot, joy, right big toe, joy, right second toe, joy, left first, second, and third toe, joy, left fourth toe, joy, left fifth toe, joy, again, taking a moment to look back over that left circuit, tracing the intentions of celebratory joy through that path, through that circuit. Visualizing that infusion of joy in whatever way occurs to you and feels most natural. Again, rather than sleeping, feel free to use my voice and the sound of my voice as a guide, a reminder, back into the body, back into the breath, back into the practice. And right now the practice is spreading joy throughout the body, if only to increase it and its opportunities minimally, still we're affecting an increase of possibility of joy. Let's continue with all 10 toes, joy, both feet, joy, both heels, joy, both ankles, joy, both calves, joy, both knees, joy, both thighs, joy, both buttocks, joy, lower back, joy, mid back, joy, upper back, joy, shoulder blades, joy, the space between the shoulder blades, joy, spine, joy, back of neck, joy, back of head, joy, top of head, joy, forehead, joy, eyebrows, joy, temples, joy, ears, joy, cheeks, joy, eyes, joy, all the muscles around the eyes, joy, nose, joy, nostrils, joy, upper lip, joy. Lower lip, joy. Chin, joy. Jaw, joy. Teeth, joy. Tongue, joy. Roof of mouth, joy. Back of throat, joy. Front of throat, joy. Collar bones, joy. Chest, joy. Abdomen, joy. Pelvis, joy. Right leg, joy. Left leg, joy. Right arm, joy. Left arm, joy. Right side of head, joy. Left side of head, joy. Right side of body, joy. Left side of body, joy. Back of body, joy. Front of body, joy. Whole body, joy. Whole body, joy. Whole physical body, joy. Letting this go. Letting this go as you move your awareness to the breath and the sensations of your breath becoming deeper and smoother. Imagine yourself to be able to breathe in blue sparkles. That they are pulled from the world around you. into the body. As you start to cover the inside of the body in all of these blue sparkles. Which blue, you may ask? All of them. As many blues as you can imagine, on as many breaths as it takes to coat all of your insides and all of these fantastic sparkling blues. And you can move them, cover them, repaint them. Be abstract or precise. Whatever feels right to you. Whatever feels like the right thing to do once these blue sparkles are on the inside of you. And for those that like numbers, start at 21, counting your breaths backwards from 21 to naught. Watching as each breath in magnifies these blue sparkles. Charging them with all the healing powers and metaphors that blue brings with it. But that's something to think about later. Right now, simply breathe in those blue sparkles, using the next 21 breaths to do so. If you get lost or you finish early, just start over at 21. Where are you? Where's your practice? Blue sparkles breathing. And whether you've finished your count or not, letting that go. Letting go of the blue sparkle breath. And for a moment, allow yourself to feel shiny, to feel sparkly on the inside. Are there any parts of you that seem very pleased to be imagined in blue? Imagine a light shining into you from your third eye. And feel that light bounce around, reflected off of the sparkles. How does it feel to have light bouncing, playing off all the sparkles inside of you? Does moving that light to the heart center change the way that you feel? Imagine that light is beaming through the heart center and then reflects off of all of the shiny, sparkly, mirrored surfaces inside. And what about when you move that light to shine through the navel center and cascade throughout the body as the light bounces off of all of these different sparkling blues? What if staying sparkly on the inside not only protected you from the world outside to a degree, but also kept that inspirational light, that light of your higher power bouncing off all the surfaces and all the sparkles within you? So it not only shielded you, but provided better circumstances for the light of your soul the light from your source to be a part of you for a bit longer as it bounces in, off and around. How might it feel to carry that energy around with you throughout your day? Going about your day and simultaneously being aware of the light within you, the light that is beaming into you. From whichever you prefer, whether that was navel, heart, or third eye. And you can change. What might your day look like if you kept that third eye flavored light bouncing around? How different might that be to a day where you let the light shine through the heart chakra and all throughout you? Or if you chose the navel center? Feeling that light filling you up. Staying with you a bit longer. All of them transforming your inner being in positive and helpful ways. And the metaphors don't have to be too deep. It could be help with the thoughts at the third eye, help with the emotions at the heart center, help with willpower and direction, shining through the navel center. And letting that go. Letting that go. And calling to mind the following visualizations. A blue flavored drink. A blue flavored drink. A blue flavored drink. A glass falling to the ground. A glass falling to the ground. A glass falling to the ground. A glacier blue lake. A glacier blue lake. A glacier blue lake. Blue sky reflecting off a body of water. Blue sky reflecting off a body of water. Blue sky reflecting off of a body of water. Blue starlight in an indigo sky. Blue starlight in an indigo sky. Blue starlight in an indigo sky. Looking out into the dark night sky. A darkness that is both the darkest blue and the blackest black. And the stars twinkling in the sky. Seem to almost be playing music. For wherever their light touches. And if you listen while standing in your sacred meadow and looking up at the inky blue night sky, you'll hear other night noises, nocturnal animals waking up, insects raging against the dying of the light. In different circumstances, the same night can be eerily quiet. And other times it can be a cacophony of sound, just so many sounds. And if you listen hard enough and close enough, you'll start to hear a low growl, or perhaps that's a snore. Start walking through your meadow. And across the landscape, hills and forests, towns, lakes. Until you find yourself outside a cave on the shore of a beach. And at the cave, you can hear the sounds of the waves crashing as it bounces off the walls of the cave. But that's not what's making the sound. It's clearly snoring that you hear from deep in this cave. From the crazy distance that you were. From the distance that you were away from the mouth of the cave. It's amazing that you could pick up on it. But not so amazing when you think of how easy it is to send energy to your senses. And feel them come alive, turn on. And whatever creature is in this cave has definitely raised a flag in your hearing senses. And for a moment, you assess the danger and remind yourself that in the mindscape, you are in charge. And you start to enter the cave. You use your hands to guide you, touching a wall. As you go deeper into the cave, which is not necessarily down. But further in. Following the sound. Avoiding falling. Trying not to hurt yourself along the way. But you are climbing through a cave in the dark, so take it easy on yourself. And snoring seems peaceful. Whatever it is, it's very relaxed. And just when you thought it might be a trick of the eye, a little pinprick of light, you find yourself entering a large cavern. And there are gemstones embedded in the rock and the walls around. And from those crystals is a faint glow. And with so many of them in this cavern, there is a beautiful, if eerie, sort of twilight created in this cavern. And as you walk further in, the rocks that you thought were in front of you reveal themselves to be a massive creature sleeping in this cavern. And somehow you intuit that this creature's dreams are important. That they have something to do with the fabric of reality, of stitching it together. It's important to let this creature rest. And as you get close enough to lay a hand on it, to reach out and touch it, a link is made between your two consciousness shared between the two of you. And the creature greets you and knows your name. And this dreaming creature might have some advice for you if you were to ask it nicely. Allow this creature to respond to your inquiry, to advise you from its special perspective of living and thriving in the dreamscape. Might even have something to say about your dreams. Allow it to respond in words, in sounds, in song, in pictures, in whatever way that is best for you. And it. And after you finish this download of advice, and think about putting it to use sometime in the future, and maybe even beyond that, coming back to the creature, if its advice turns out correctly, rightly, and in your highest good, maybe you could bring a pillow or two back as an offer of gratitude, of thanks. But all of that's the future. Right now, you're saying goodbye to the creature, wishing it sweet dreams, and leaving the cave on the shore. Taking your awareness back across lake and town, field, mountain, and forest, back to your meadow. Looking up again into the indigo sky at all the twinkling lights. From here, let that go and allow your thoughts to come and go. Take yourself to the center of your mind space. And simply bear witness to the thoughts as they come and go. It is not your job to stop them, change them, judge them. Just observe them. Which thoughts come in which succession? With what intensity? Leaving as it came. Resting in Chittakosh, the mind space. Where are you? Where's your practice? Gently letting this go, call to mind once again your sankalpa, your short phrase of personal resolve. We set it to the side next to a birthday candle, I do believe, in a cupcake. And so with the resolve of a child making a wish, wish your sankalpa into existence by saying it three times in your mind and blowing out the candle. Tasting the cupcake. And feeling for a moment that you have given yourself a gift. It will come back. It does manifest in your life. If you allow. Let all of that go as you take your awareness back to the breath, back to the sensation at the nostrils of cool air coming in and warm air going out, following all of those wonderful sensations back into the body, back into the body, all the way back into the body, right here and right now. For those of you that listen to this at some point in the future, or whenever you do, sweet dreams. Have fun on your journeys. Feel good, feel well, be happy. As for the rest of us, sticking around to discuss the journey that we've went on, for you, feel life force returning to the limbs with each breath as you wiggle the toes and wiggle the fingers, perhaps wiggle the face and rock the head side to side, whatever feels just luscious, delicious. AKA, make it feel good. Allow it to feel good. This inhabiting your body once again. Filling up with all that good life energy. Coming back to the here and now. Hari Om Tat Sat, my friends. This has been Psychic Sleep Yoga Nidra for the 12th of March, 2023. Again, I thank you for being here, enabling me to do this thing that I love. And I sincerely hope that it helps you manifest the highest good in all aspects of your life as well. Once again, Hari Om Tat Sat, my friends. Feel good, feel well, be happy.